broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for Friday, November 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. The good sheriff will not be with us today. He's moving his family. He's tied up. He will be with us in a couple of weeks. Next week, I'll be out for a wedding, so it'll be a couple of weeks before we talk to the good sheriff, but there is no issue between us. He'll be back on as soon as absolutely possible. Quick recap of yesterday's show, available online and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Click on the donate link if you have the heart to help. Every penny will grow our presence in the media. We talked about Chick-fil-A scrambles after severe backlash from fans, WND.com. Chick-fil-A says that it has not caved to LGBTQ activists. Folks are walking out of football games because Chick-fil-A is there. I mean, it's out of control. The culture war's on. Sadly, the people are deceived on the truth regarding this. I pray for Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to be outing them and downing them and turning against them. I want them to do what's right, and I pray for them and hope they do. I hope their slight change is an effort of kindness, not a capitulation. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, RustQuinnandGift.com, and we talked about G. Edward Griffin says that bankers are going for broke because the economy is broke. Yeah. He explains why the bankers are flooding the money or flooding the economy with money in ahead of a collapse. And G. Edward Griffin also poses thought-provoking questions about Donald Trump. And these are questions that I've had for a long time, too. You know, how President Trump was elected, right? His relationship with Henry Kissinger, his relationship with George Soros, his reversal on some campaign promises and early accomplishments, his willingness just to say just about anything, whether it's true or not. The latest whopper by the Donald is that he opened a Apple plant in the United States, but it was opened years earlier. Just strange stuff from the president. Ron Paul says, is the mother of all bubbles about to pop, speaking of the economy. We also talked about a company with ties to the Chinese Communist Party buys one-third of the British steel industry. Did you hear me on that? Company with ties to the Communist Chinese. Communist Party bought a third of the British steel manufacturing, if you will. You know, that's not a big deal when our most favored nation trading partner is Communist China, right? By the way, the majority of Americans, this is a good news piece, strongly support religious freedom and remain opposed to government interference in religion. A new study conducted by the Beckett Fund found good for the people so far. But on the other side of the coin, the largest socialist political organization in the country, called the Democratic Socialists of America, also known as DSA, wants to turn the Democratic Party into the Socialist Party. And boy, howdy, they're getting it done. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Ocasio-Cortez, all at the helm. They're socialists as all get out. They're unabashed socialists, too. They don't even try to keep it quiet anymore. But I don't know who's going to win, the Socialist Party, the Communist Party, or the Democratic Party. They all seem to be in bed together, don't they? And we talked about a British socialite, Lady Colin Campbell, sparked outrage after she made stunning claims. She thinks that, you know, if you're involved with an underage prostitute, soliciting sex from an underage prostitute is not the same as pedophilia. very strange comments. But again, this is what our culture is embracing as we turn our back on God and we lose the culture war every single day. We get more and more and more evil in your face, perversion and sin. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about, I guess, Hunter Biden's love child confirmed via DNA and the courts. He's now admitting it. The woman just says she needs to get child support from good old Hunter. Well, Hunter's got the cash. He got plenty of money. Now, didn't he, folks? Wow. Former teacher indicted for alleged sex acts with 13-year-old student. Students walk out to protest Chick-fil-A at football games. Atheist group demands high school football coach stop praying with his team. Three reasons why the culture war is winnable, says the American Family Association. Well, good for them. At least they hold out hope. They give me hope. College students say ditching smartphones for a week changed their lives. Yeah, for the better. We talked about a victory. Federal court rules. Suspicionless searches of travelers' phones and laptops unconstitutional. Activists post with that detail. Why don't we hear that from the mainstream press? The court ruled that, hey, you know what? You can't just have a suspicionless search of your traveler's information. It's unconstitutional. You can't do it. The courts double down and agree with that now. How come it takes the Activist Post and Liberty Roundtable Live to brief you on that? Where's the mainstream press? Missing in action? Trump tweeted, by the way, that many DACA recipients are hardened criminals, but he made a deal with the Democrats to let them stay in the United States. Doesn't make any sense to me. Kurt hopes for an incredible deal out of it. I pray Kurt's right, but don't think so. GOP's Paul Gosar drops code that Epstein didn't kill himself on Twitter, etc. Well, KSL investigates. It's the biggest news service in Utah. KSL, radio, TV, news, investigates. The, quote, cost of sexual harassment in Utah government is through the roof and usually results in cover-up and great expense to the taxpayer. Nobody ends up going to jail, by the way. They even highlighted in 2015 sexual harassment within the Salt Lake City Police Department. If you can't depend on the cops to do what's right, who the heck can you depend on? And sadly, it's that trust in government that's starting to go south. And it's going to be a sad day in America when nobody trusts their government. Nobody trusts the fake money currency. Nobody trusts the courts. Nobody trusts the legislative branch. Nobody trusts the executive branch. Things are going to go south in America in a hurry, and I pray it doesn't happen. I'll do everything I can via this radio broadcast in my public and personal life to prevent it. I wrote an article called A Clarion Call for Civility to try to bring people together. I've been reaching out to all kinds of groups to sit down and discuss peaceful, restorative solutions. Very few seem willing. That's a recap of yesterday's show. Available online at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. How about raw honey delivered directly to your door? Man, it might be hard to get it in time for Thanksgiving, but you can try. But it'll certainly be there before Christmas. LocalHoneyMan.com is the website. That's LocalHoneyMan.com. You can email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or you can text or call 801-669-2211 and say, please deliver raw honey directly to my door. And by the way, throw in a Make America Great Again hat. And you know what? You might talk him into it. Get one of those dudes and publicly wear that everywhere. You might get assaulted. But hey, that's what we accept in America today, right? The end justifies the means. Put on a Make America Great Again hat and you're, you know, no problem. You don't have any protection under the law these days. I mean, after all, you're one of those rabid, crazy Trump supporters. See what I'm talking about? That's what we've evolved into in America, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of saying we, you know what, disagree on some political things, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but we do love our country. We love our ability to have opinions and our own beliefs. And instead of celebrating that difference, where's the diversity crowd now, baby? They want everybody to be a Trump hater, don't they? And if you're not a Trump hater, you're a bigot. Wait a minute. It doesn't make any sense. All right, there you go. Impeachment proceedings continue. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. All right. Donald Trump signs funding bill to avert government shutdown, according to Reuters. Did you see this, Kurt? The impeachment and the battles and the goofiness is so prominent that you can't even hardly know what's going on. But Congress and Donald got all together and they signed the, I don't know what you call it, a funding bill to avert the government shutdown. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
I'd call it a slush fund.
A slush fund? It's the whole budget, Kurt.
Well,
it's the continuation of the whole government, Kurt.
Yeah, the whole thing is nearly a slush fund, if you ask me, when you figure out, you know, that we spend 90% probably of more than we need to.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just, it's, I agree that there's guilt to go around everywhere, I think. But
not everywhere. And, but almost.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to find a place.
Well, so Rand Paul tweeted out
a little bit.
A couple of tweets that I find interesting. Rand spoke on the House floor, I think it was yesterday or the day before, or the Senate floor, I should say, basically trying to get everybody to vote for and pass his penny budget plan to reduce spending. And, well, everybody betrayed him, but he did speak out and stand up and introduce it and try to focus on it once again. No backing from the Donald. I didn't hear any other Congress critters speak out in defense of Rand Paul. Nevertheless, he stood alone, strong for cutting spending, but he got ignored by virtually everyone except for his buddies over at Liberty Roundtable Live, that's all. But Kurt's right, virtually everyone. And guess when they kicked the can to next, Kurt? We'll tell you about it.
Christmas.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q, The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
All right, Kurt, when were you saying they're going to kick the can too, my friend?
Well, I think it'll be just before Christmas when everybody's focused on all this other stuff. And
yes, sir.
It'll just happen again. Like
that's exactly right. They're going to just rape our walls again right at Christmas time while you ain't looking. Now, believe it or not, Washington Examiner is the only one really reporting on it big time that I can see. They wrote an opinion piece. See, they got to resort to opinions when they want to set the record straight. Headline says, Republicans join Democrats to kill Rand Paul's fiscally responsible spending plan, or they call it the pennies plan, because no one cares about the debt crisis, Kurt. Tiana Lowe writes the piece June 4th, 2019. You say, what, Sam? June 4th? Yeah, that's right. They've been killing his penny plan over and over and over for the last several years. Rand Paul defended it and spoke out about it just a couple of days ago. But the same agenda continues. Republicans join Democrats to kill Rand Paul's fiscally responsible petty plan. No one cares about the debt crisis, Kurt, is the point. The people don't care. The people don't even know that it's going on. Right? So there you have it. And I don't know really how to respond to this more. But there you go. So Rand doing his best. When Kurt says, hey, everybody's selling us south, virtually, Kurt, you're right. I only wanted to point out the Rand Paul point because Rand is trying. And Rand did speak out. And Rand did try to force a vote. And Rand did get shut down once again. Rand is setting up a, I don't know what you call it, but a truth teller on the budget. Nobody cares, Kurt. I looked at Donald's tweets and I don't hear Donald saying a word about it.
Well, the whole swamp is just infested now with the whole impeachment thing. And so everybody's just...
Yeah, but it doesn't need to be.
You know, one deal. And, you know, they see this other thing and they just vote it real quick. You know, just like in the past, we'd see, oh, man, it'd take forever to get that done. But it doesn't take forever to spend money in Washington. They'll do that.
But it doesn't need to be that way, Kurt. You know? You could have a couple of other senators or congressmen to stand in a group about it and highlight it. You could have the president tweet out about it. I mean, it wouldn't take much to make a difference, Kurt. It really wouldn't take much at all. But no one willing to do it, as far as I can see. Republicans join Democrats to kill Rand Paul's fiscally responsible Penny's plan because no one cares about the debt crisis. Now, I would have to, again, agree with Kurt. I know what he's going to say. It's not that nobody cares. But virtually nobody cares, it seems, Kurt. And it's super sad because we're not paying attention to anything that matters. Now, the Democrats say that this is a politically driven show. But if that's true, why don't they focus on something else? Donald Trump signs the funding bill to, you know, deal with the, quote, government shutdown, says Reuters. Rand Paul speaking out. Nobody cares. Well, now the Democrats are claiming they have enough evidence, Kurt, to impeach. Yeah, they say we've got enough evidence for the Trump impeachment vote. Let's go. Think they're going to vote quick or do you think they're going to delay it? There's a big debate on what's more strategically effective, Kurt.
I don't know, Sam. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't vote on it kind of sooner than later, just because you've got some of their senior senators that would be involved in elections and things, and it's, of course, less than a year before that happens now. And, you know, if they have this thing endure for a long time, then those senators wouldn't be able to be out on the road, you know, running for election. They're supposed to be voting, so that might tie them up. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're going to vote sooner than later, and I'll tell you why. I think they're starting to lose the battle with Donald Trump. Because every time they try to do things that try to up the ante or to trap Trump, they lose. So Chris Cuomo on CNN got in a battle with Donald, and it failed epically. Basically, one of the guys said, hey, I heard both sides of the phone conversation where Donald Trump was, you know, asking for kind of a quid pro quo. Did you do this? Did you do that? And I heard both sides of the conversation, and then the issue came up. Well, was he on speakerphone or what? No, but I could still hear you. Not on speakerphone. Donald says, listen, I've got great hearing, folks. This is bogus. You can't, you know, hear people when they're not on speakerphone. And Chris laughed and said, I'm going to prove that you can on TV. So Chris calls his mom. Here's what happened.
Very interesting theory from our president that he has really good hearing. Some would say the best hearing ever. And he's never been able to hear a phone call when it wasn't on speakerphone from anybody. So let's just play with that for a second. Mom, can you hear me? All right. So if I were holding the phone here, I'm with Dana Bash. You know how you're always telling
me
to let her talk because she's so smart and I shouldn't say so much. Can you just say hello? Mom, she probably can't hear me.
She
Mom, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. When you talk to me, I hear you.
I'm talking to you. Say hello to Dana Bash.
Hi, Mrs. Cuomo. How are you?
Oh.
All right.
So, I can't hear your mother, Chris.
You're over there.
So this is across the table.
This is not on speakerphone.
I'm sitting across the table.
It's not on speakerphone. It's regular phone. It's 2 feet away from Dana. She can hear my mother. I'm not sure Mom can hear us. Mom, thank you very much. Thank you for not saying anything that'll get me in trouble. I'll call you back. I love you. All right.
Okay, so, can I offer direct testimony?
Please.
It did say Mom on this.
Yes.
That was.
Yeah, it's definitely my mom. Although she does constantly tell people I'm a mistake.
There you go. Bottom line is he tried to make Trump look like a fool. He tried to talk about Trump's, quote, theory. He got burned, Kurt. Because, yes, you might, if you're super close, hear little bits of something. But for the most part, Donald was proven correct. This idea that you heard both sides of the conversation, that you clearly knew it was Donald on the other end or whatever else, is an absolute bogus claim. And Donald put, this idea out there. They said it was a theory. Then on air, Chris got kind of dogged at CNN, looks like fools. But this is what's happening. While Congress votes down Rand Paul's penny budget plan to save money and reduce spending, and the Democrats and the Republicans are united in shutting down Rand Paul. Nobody knows about that. Donald passing the budget so we can spend ourselves into oblivion one more time while this goofball on CNN has this battle with Donald over whether you can hear a phone conversation. Now, I can hear pretty good too, Kurt. And I'm telling you right now, you can hear little blips of conversations, maybe. You might hear, a word here or there. But you can't for sure identify who's who. I mean, this guy's like, oh, it was Donald's distinct personality. It was this, it was that. You can't know those things. And you can't be, especially when we're talking about witness in a court of law. You might say, I thought I heard this or whatever. But this is what they're using for their witness. This is what they're using for their testimony. And I'm telling you, there's no way that could be reliable at all. They proved it on there. And I know from my life, Kurt, and I agree with Donald, I can hear pretty good, but you can't really legitimately hear conversations and get both sides in context and relevancy that way, even if you could hear a word or two or think, oh my gosh, that sounds like Donald. Okay, I'm not saying you can't get a little bit of that information, you can, but reliable for testimony, consistent that you heard both sides of the conversation, not even maybe, Kurt. And so they're demonstrating how absurd this is. The reason the Republicans are willing to let it go on like they are, because they could stop it. They claim they can't, but they could. Because trust you me, if the tables were turned, you think the Democrats would stop it, Kurt?
How would they stop it, Sam?
Easy.
How would the Republicans stop it if the...
You would sue in a court of law and get Democrats. A gag order and say, if this is truly a national security case where the sovereignty of the United States was breached by a rogue agent president that's committing treason or perjury or bribery, then this needs to be... I mean, look, even Ammon Bundy's case, they literally said, hey, we've got to put... In Roger Stone's case, Ammon Bundy's case, we got to have gag orders on this thing. You can't talk out of turn. If you do, you're in serious, serious trouble. You'll be in contempt of court. We're going to go ahead and make this stuff... secret. We're gonna bottle it up. We're going to have a gag order. We're going to make it classified. We're going to... Okay, so... Ammon Bundy and Roger Stone's cases are classified, and you better not speak outside the court. But this one can just go on national TV with clear, okay, if there's really bribery by the president. So the Democrats want to have it both ways. They want to have it behind closed doors, which is breaking the law. They should have been sued over that. And then they want to have it with no real evidence, just hearsay on TV. And I submit to you that you could get a judge to stop that if you wanted to. The Republicans could literally... filibuster the whole Congress and say not a single Republican is going to come to work until this is solved. We're not going to tolerate this abuse. This is hearsay. This does not hold up in a court of law. If there are real allegations, let's take it to the courts and let's... Okay, there's ways to do this. I don't believe that nothing could be done. Let's talk about that a little bit more. But while the real news is being suppressed and ignored about spending ourselves into oblivion, jokesters are on TV.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The
U.S. House wrapping up its public hearings on the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, at least for now. No further hearings are scheduled, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't rule out the possibility of more closed-door depositions or public hearings. She said the House Intelligence Panel will then prepare a report on testimony presented at the hearings and depositions, and that will be sent to the House Judiciary Committee, which could then draft and deliberate articles of impeachment. Former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh yesterday pleading guilty in court to 4 of 11 criminal counts against her, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and tax evasion. Robert Herz, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland.
We need dedication and professionalism from our leaders, not fraud and corruption.
Sentencing set for February, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Investigators say a gun used by a 16-year-old student who shot up a Santa Clarita, California high school last week, killing two students before killing himself, was an untraceable so-called ghost gun. The L.A. County Sheriff says
it was not registered to anybody. We don't know the origins of the firearm, and that is a very big concern and threat to public safety.
The semi-automatic pistol was assembled from gun parts and didn't have a serial number. More Americans are suffering lung injuries because of vaping, according to the CDC. It says nearly 2,300 cases and 47 deaths had been reported as of Wednesday. Most of the patients, male and under 35. A spacewalk underway at this hour at the International Space Station. Astronaut Drew Morgan and Luca Parmitano of the European Space Agency are conducting the second of 5 spacewalks to fix a cosmic ray detector known as the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sorry for the delay, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm submitting that there's a way the Republicans could stop this House impeachment scenario. You could say, wait a minute, Sam, it's legitimate for impeachment proceedings. The House is doing what they want to do. Okay, you know what? Maybe the impeachment proceedings have some legality. But this theater TV without evidence, you know what? The networks don't have to go along with that. They don't have to cover this. Wall to wall. Oh, Sam, but there's plenty of ratings and money in it. Yeah, but what if all the Republicans, including the president, literally stood up against it, and all they would say is this: we're not going to talk to you about anything until this stops. Nothing. We're not going to go to work. We're not going to. But I submit that the Republicans love it because it makes the Democrats look like fools. The Republicans love it because they can sit around and not have to deal with real issues like the budget. Okay? And let me understand this. So we're telling me we can't stop this at all, this shenanigan on TV. We may not be able to stop the impeachment proceedings, but you could stop the closed door meetings without both sides and the committee members being able to attend. You could get a stay on that. There's a lot of ways to go about it. This TV thing without evidence, you could sue every network. Say you cover this and you allow this fraudulent, so-called testimony, which is nothing but hearsay, to go over your networks. We are going to sue you like you've never seen before. Now, Barack Obama even threatens the IRS on people. He stood up publicly and kind of jokingly threatened the IRS. Hey, sick the IRS after the networks. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that they're really wanting to stop it. They want this to continue. And I say that because how can you put a gag order in Roger Stone's case, make Roger Stone where he can't even speak out at all, but yet these hearings can just progress unabated with statements like, I heard both sides of the phone call. I'm positive, even though it wasn't on speakerphone, I'm sure that I did. And that's hearsay big time. So anyway, that's just my take. I think more could be done to stop it. You know, but what do I know? Do you think the Republicans just have their hands tied, Kurt?
Well, I will say this, that to find a good judge, to find a good, jury, I guess you could say, or a judge that's going to slap down the Democrats or, you know, whatever. I mean, assuming that Republicans are the good guys and the Democrats are the bad guys, that I think is the main problem, to make that assumption, because you've got, these swamp monsters that infest both sides, I think, and that's why, I've called for elimination of the party system forever. And, but I will say this. I agree that there's more that could be done. I think there are a few, I guess you could say, courageous actors, and so many of them that, that basically the only thing they really stand for is re-election.
Well, the other thing you could do is you could start arresting criminals. You could say, you know what? You've got a lot of hearsay on TV that has no reality in fact. And we're going to sue all the networks that cover, that peddle this. I'm going to call it political porn, which is just, allegations with no evidence, no proof. No one supposedly know who the whistleblower is. Well, hey, if they don't know who the whistleblower is, how do they even know there is a whistleblower? Much less, how do they know this person's credible or telling the truth? Well, Sam, because all these other circumstantial people are backing it up. Backing it up with what? Statements like, I heard a phone call that was not on speakerphone and I heard both sides clearly. That kind of hearsay. Okay, but here's the problem. While these shenanigans are going on TV and this impeachment continues to just move along, people like Hillary run around free. People like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden run around free. People like Lois Lerner run around free. There's no accountability. And I don't believe for one second that our side can't have accountability, but their side can. Okay, the Democrats are now claiming enough evidence for the impeachment vote. Then my response is, every Republican that has any chutzpah with them should be saying, okay, let's hold the vote before Thanksgiving. We call you guys back. I know you've already left Washington. Get your derrieres back here now. We're going to go ahead and have an impeachment vote, and we're going to do it on Monday. Okay, but they're not serious. They're all going home having a good time, right? So while they're having jokes on TV, and the impeachment proceedings continue unabated, no one can seem to have any reason or common sense to them. Not only do they ignore Rand Paul's penny plan, which I think is a marvelous solution to the problems we face, but everybody ignores it on both sides of the aisle, but they have time to sell us south on another critical issue, Kurt. And this is what I mean. No one's focusing on the real issues. All right? So much for the number resistance. That means hashtag resistance, right? While all eyes are on impeachment, House reauthorizes Patriot Act. Did you see that, Kurt?
I think I missed that, Sam.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want you to do.
Yeah.
Now, you can't help it. You're human, and they bury it in the news. But so let me get this straight. The Patriot Act, which, as you know, violates privacy left and right, gets passed by what, the House? They literally sell us south on the budget right before Christmas and Thanksgiving, and then all we can talk about is the impeachment hearings? All right. But here's what's going on around the world, Kurt. This is a news service that I keep an eye on, by the way. They call it pro-democracy newspaper, the Epoch Times. Now, I don't know that it's a pro-democracy newspaper. I personally stand against democracy. However, I like the Epoch Times. I think they do some tremendous reporting. But Kurt's got details on what's happened to these poor people. And who's reporting on it, Kurt?
I'm trying to remember. So that's when I sent you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see.
Kurt needs to send me a few less and keep track of them. I'll highlight you while Kurt tries to find out what I'm talking about.
All right.
Here's what it says. Masked attackers burn printing warehouse of a pro-democracy newspaper called the Epoch Times. Now, they say four unidentified arsonists targeted the printing warehouse of the Epoch Times. Just so you know, it's a global newspaper that has consistently challenged the Chinese Communist Party. And I guess they were about to distribute the Tuesday edition of their newspaper, and it got burned. According to the Hong Kong edition of the newspaper, the masked men stormed this thing at like 3:45 a.m. in the morning, Kurt, right before they were about to let the papers get distributed and such like that.
They got all this on, you know, film too, Sam. This was brandishing weapons. They were, they say it was reminiscent of what Hong Kong police officers carry, and they were wearing all black. Makes you think of that Seattle thing. The color of the Hong Kong protesters. Hong Kong police have admitted to disguising officers as pro-democracy protesters to get close to movement leaders and assault them. After corralling the warehouse workers, the attackers began dousing the newspapers with an unidentified flammable liquid, set them on fire, and ran away. The report, citing surveillance footage, there's cameras everywhere, indicates the men were standing outside the warehouse waiting for the doors to open when the time came to transport the newspaper to newsstands around the cities. Staffers ultimately extinguished the flames, though they appear to have caused significant property damage. No one was hurt in the incident.
Now, Kurt, this is horrible, and you don't hear hardly anything about this at all. But here's the interesting thing. As you dig down into the story, you know, as you always point out, you got to read into the story. You got to read it from the bottom up, and you got to read way in. But it says this. The newspaper staff reported that this was the fourth such attack on its printing facility. And they explicitly define the attack as an effort by the Communist Party of China to silence them. In an email statement to Breitbart News, Cheryl Lang, the Epoch Times Hong Kong's editions spokesperson, said the newspaper believes that the attack occurred because it has consistently exposed the reality of the Communist Party in China. Wow. The Chinese Communist Party is hostile to a, quote, free press. In Hong Kong, we have provided tons of reports. They go on. But, Kurt, this is our most favored nation trading partner. Now, if Donald wants to really drill into Hong Kong, this is where you start. Hey, the dishonest press in America is horrible, horrible, horrible. Look at their impeachment. And now look what they've done to the, you know, newspaper in Hong Kong called the Epoch Times that exposes the communists. And this is the fourth time this has been done. And where's the Donald, Kurt? If you and I have time to get to the story, don't you think some of these guys might? I mean, it's got everything Donald supposedly speaks about all over it, doesn't it?
Great,
of course,
we've
got to talk about the impeachment. Hold on, folks.
Can you confidently answer the question, was Jesus a socialist? Join us on Saturday morning, December 14th at Liberty Hall to hear the clear and insightful reply from one of today's leading champions for liberty, Lawrence W. Reed, author of Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty Incorporated is honored to present Dr. Reed for this kickoff event of Liberty Hall Lectures, Saturday, December 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free and it's timely. No registration is necessary, but seating is limited. Come early. Also, just in time for Christmas, buy 10 or more copies of the 5,000-Year Leap for just $250 each. Just in time for holiday giving. Single copy price is normally $10. Can't join us in person? Tune in to the Loving Liberty Radio Network for live talk radio and informative, insightful podcasts at lovingliberty.net or on your mobile phone app. Was Jesus a Socialist? Find out at the Liberty Hall Lectures, December 14th. Go to lovingliberty.net for details. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So for the fourth time, masked attackers burned printing warehouse of newspaper Epoch Times. Now, Kurt, the details in this story are really important. This is kind of where I don't get, you know, if you want to expose the problems of the communist Chinese, how they're taking advantage of us financially in the, quote, trade deals, and you want to drill into how horrible communism and socialism is, in my opinion, highlighting this Epic Times, well, is an epic story. And no one seems to be talking about it. Breitbart doing a phenomenal job. Some overseas people doing a great job. We're on the beat, but everybody else seems to be MIA, buddy. They're snoozing through the, quote, impeachment hearings. I don't understand it, but this story is critical to highlight, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam, and you, when you look at it and see the author, I'm not sure she'll want to be really known for this simply because of the danger. Her name is Frances Martell, and they say to follow her on Facebook and Twitter, you know, she's got some courage writing, like you say, this was on Breitbart, and that's the reason I gave you the whole piece. Usually I just give you the headline, but when you
I read this one, and I took everything, and I read the whole thing, and I highlighted the highlights, the headlines, or the, I would say, the lines in the story that I feel like are relevant to focus on. We'll get to those in a second, but this story is critical to understand, and believe it or not, I got the Epoch Times feed up, because this is one feed I monitor, Kurt. Did you know that?
No, I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, anyway, we'll get to the headlines in the Epoch Times here in a minute, but this story's critical, Kurt.
Yeah, and you could make another headline that said, "What do baseball bats, hammers, knives, and razors, and a right, you know, what do they have in common?"
And newspapers.
And you could say, "Well, you could say they're used by a variety of communist supporters that they've targeted peaceful protesters." And left many hospitalized there in Hong Kong.
And the Epoch Times reports on the real details of that, Kurt.
Right. And for example, there's another, I guess, publication over there called Apple Daily that I was not familiar with. But they join the Epoch Times, they say, being anti-communist. And they've suffered attacks by supporters of the communist regime. I guess in September, masked men tossed Molotov cocktails over the fence. Now, if you're not familiar with that, it's just basically bombs over the fence that was protecting the home of Jimmy Lai, L-A-I, the founder of Apple Daily, the second time that he's suffered such an attack in recent memory. That same month, they say that men disguised as pro-democracy protesters assaulted a female Apple Daily reporter covering the protests at a restaurant, an attack that required hospitalization. So, you know, there's some pretty rough stuff going on over there. And
yes, there is. And how come we don't hear a word about it? I mean, this is something Donald should be all over. But you know what Donald tweeted? I'm going on Fox this morning. See, I don't mean to be rude and attack Donald, but I'm just saying this is kind of what we're talking about. We don't have time to talk about an Epoch Times newspaper where literally they burned the printing press down, burned the warehouse down, okay? But now listen to the details in this article that I gathered from the article Kurt sent me here. Breitbart doing a phenomenal job. And I'm going to give you quotes. Quote, the Chinese Communist Party is hostile to a free press. So Donald's big about telling you about the mainstream press in America, how evil they are, as he runs to them every chance he gets. But why isn't he telling you about the communist nation is hostile to a free press? The Epoch Times is telling you that. In Hong Kong, they say we have provided timely, honest reports about the protests. And the Hong Kong people have become to rely on us for accurate, timely news about the actual situation on the ground there. We also provide uncensored news on events in mainland China. Those who are inside China who can access our website and people around the world need these insightful reports. Believe it or not, back in 2004, we at the Epoch Times published 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, which provided an honest and uncensored account of history, violence, and lies of the Communist Party. Believe it or not, the Epoch Times was founded in the United States in 2000, initially as a Chinese language newspaper to give voice to those who are oppressed by the communist regime. But it now has turned into an international outlet that challenges dictators, particularly communist and socialist ones around the world. Now, how come we don't know about this? For this, they say, it has faced abuse by pro-choice outlets like Facebook, Wikipedia, in addition to the physical attacks from suspected Chinese agents. It gets worse. So all I'm telling you is this is the quotes from these people. Now, don't get me wrong, Russia Today and a Chinese newspaper, I'm not trusting these papers. I don't just trust the Epoch Times or Russia Today. I don't just trust these newspapers because I don't really know who owns them and runs them. I don't know if they're propaganda pieces. I don't know. But the more they get broken into and abused and hostile, the more I start to think, maybe they are doing a good job. For example, they got a headline on the top of the Epoch Times right now that says this. U.S. warships sail in disputed South China Sea, angering China. Did you know we're over there doing that, Kurt? Yeah, the next headline says...
I didn't, Sam.
The next headline says this. Foreign-born researchers at U.S. agencies were secretly working for China and recruiting others, a new Senate report finds. Did you know that, Kurt?
Mm-mm.
Department of Energy, which is the FBI says is the most frequent target for penetration. Well, multiple researchers are now, they're bringing over the Chinese to be infiltrating that. Kurt, did you know that? The FBI's got to go after Ammon Bundy, see?
Yeah, good point.
Now they talk about the National Institutes of Health. Meanwhile, the National Institutes of Health, NIH, permitted access to what they call genomic data to clients linked to the Chinese government without consent and without considering national security risks. It might be tied into, quote, biological international warfare, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Federal Bureau of Investigations. The FBI took literally 10 years to respond after China announced its plans to recruit overseas researchers back in 2008, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Wow. You know, Sam, besides the, that budget bill we talked about, there was something else that got passed just recently that I wasn't aware about until reading it there at the Epoch Times. It passed 417-1 in the House. Did you read that story?
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. We're just too busy talking about the impeachment. We can't talk about anything that's going on. We're being sold down the river so many ways from Sunday, it isn't funny. Donald's not even keeping an eye on it. He's too busy telling you that he's going to go on Fox, man.
It's rare that Congress is doing this, but I guess the Senate passed it, and then it went on to the House.
Which, by the way, it's a spending bill. It shouldn't even happen that way, Kurt.
No, this one's not a spending bill. This one I'm talking about is a thing that's called something about basically the Hong Kong. Let me find it at the top.
Yeah,
you gotta
let me know what we're talking about here. You know.
Well, the headline reads this from the Epoch Times: China vents outrage upon U.S. passage of Hong Kong bill. And I guess what you have is this, they call it the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. It was passed in the House 417-1 on November 21st.
So who voted against yesterday. It?
I don't know that yet, Sam, but, you know, it says it was passed, it unanimously passed through the Senate the day prior, and now it's on its way to the president's desk to veto or sign. But the act, they say, would require the State Department to certify at least annually whether Hong Kong is sufficiently autonomous from mainland China for the United States to consider it a separate trade entity. They say, you know, they've talked about the different
Yeah, so now deals, we're talking about Hong Kong. What about Taiwan? Same scenario?
Not yet. I don't see that as being where they're going next.
Well,
they're
we treat Hong Kong as Taiwan as a separate country for trade, Kurt?
I think what they do.
What
right,
I'm trying to get
right
at
now.
Is, well, they treat it as a single China there, Kurt.
Do they?
Yeah, go look up U.S.
Of one
policy.
China. They say they have the one China policy, but then have, you know, some, you know, different, we do different things, it seems like. But
yeah.
They say the Chinese regime didn't waste time in reacting to the bill's passage in a period of about 5 hours and 5.5 hours. Chinese state-run media Xinhua published 31 related news reports, all of which featured words of criticism from various Chinese government bodies. So, you know, that's a piece of news, you know, that, I mean, I didn't see it on Drudge. I didn't really even see it on Breitbart. I didn't see it on WorldNet Daily, Sam. And I'm thinking 417-1 is a pretty good vote.
Yeah, I'd like to know who the one holdout was, you know.
Yeah, good point.
And what did it pass in the Senate, Kurt?
Well, it said it was unanimous in the Senate. Unanimous is pretty, you know, that's a pretty good slap down.
Both. Yeah, I don't know what unanimous means unless nobody
Everybody.
Abstained.
Yeah.
Well, usually what they say is there's unanimous there. And then there's like six guys that didn't even vote, you know.
Yeah. Good point.
Kind of a discussion. But I find this very strange. See, we're not keeping an eye on anything really going on that's happening in America. We're talking about billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. We're talking about very compromising foreign entanglements. We're talking about serious court cases where criminals are running the asylum just out of control, from Lois Lerner to Hillary Clinton. Bill the Rapist is still running around.
Yep.
Okay, you know, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden literally had a quid pro quo beyond debate. They even bragged about it. But, hey, go ahead and just say, hey, let's do it. Hey, Mom, can you hear me? Discussion. And then, you know, hey, I'm going to go on Fox today. I just don't get it, folks. Something is amiss. Rand Paul doing a phenomenal job trying to really cut spending. But is he the only one? As far as I can see, he's the only one that's really got the guts to stand up and make an issue out of this. He tweeted about it. He spoke on the Senate floor about it. He put his bill up. It got shut down. But Rand is the only one that I could see standing up there. Everybody else is just kind of, I don't know what they're doing with their time. I guess they're on vacation because Thanksgiving's coming up, huh? All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting talk. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today. God save the Republic of the United States of America.